Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the broadcast again today. We are sharing with you on the subject of how to bring forth fruit in your life. We've seen the fact that we are to abide in the vine. We are branches and we abide in the vine as we are in the Word of God and hearing and doing it. We glorify the Father as we bring forth much fruit. Remember, He's the husbandman and He's going to cut off all the dead wood, all that is not of Him out of your life. Fruit is important. It is better than gold. In fact, we know one another by our fruits. God has called you to be fruitful. The righteous are supposed to flourish like the palm tree. You know, we are trees of righteousness. We've been planted by the Lord, and God wants to bring forth fruit in your life. How's it going to happen? Through the Word of God in you. As you have the Word of God in you, and you're doing what the Word says, you delight in the Lord, in His Word, and you're meditating it day and night, then you're going to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and you're going to bring forth fruit in its season. Praise God. The seed's planted, as it's heard, it gets in our heart, we receive it, we believe it, we take hold of it, we allow it to abide in us as we hear and do it, and then it's going to bring forth fruit in due season. Harvest time will come. There's a time for sowing, there's a time for watering, and then there's a time for the harvest when the fruit comes forth. How are we going to bring it forth? By doing the Word of God, by taking authority over our enemies, by casting out every demonic spirit, every work of the enemy that would try to hinder us. As little by little as the enemies are driven out of us, we will increase in being fruitful and possess our inheritance. We saw that out of Exodus 23:30. As we sow, we're going to reap, and it's very important that we sow in the Spirit in order to reap the fruit of the Lord. As we allow the Word of God to be in us, and we're hearing and doing the Word, and we have the root system and the foundation established, we shall bear fruit upward in our life. We need to be givers, we need to be tithers, givers of offerings, and we need to be doing what God says, and if we give out, it's going to be given back unto us. God's going to multiply the seed sown in our life. We also need to be thinking on good things. We need to be watching our thoughts. This is important if we're going to bring forth fruit. Victory or defeat starts in the mind, and the devil tries to get to your mind. You need to take your thoughts captive. Take all thoughts captive to the obedience of Christ. Think on good things. Cast down any reasonings or imagination that's contrary to the Word. Remember, we're not going to be conformed to this world, but we're being transformed by the renewing of our mind. And we're going to speak forth the Word of God boldly as we speak forth the Word. We're going to see fruit come forth. We're also going to be a dynamic witness for the Lord. God wants you to be a witness for Him and sow the Word in people's lives. We're to be fruitful in every good work. We're to be abounding in the work of the Lord. We also are to be bringing forth the fruit of the Spirit. As we walk in the Spirit by the Word, we're going to bring forth fruit, and this fruit of the Spirit will be manifest in our life. And we cannot walk in the ways of the flesh. We also talked about the fact that it's important that we have really dealt with everything in our life and we repent and turn away from all areas of sin and bring forth fruits of righteousness. Confess sin to be cleansed of unrighteousness and let the fruits of righteousness come forth through Jesus Christ as you hear and do the Word of God. You also need to receive the correction from the Lord. Receive His correction and allow Him to bring forth the peaceable fruit of righteousness as you take hold of it and do what He says. Also, be sure you're a hearer and a doer of the Word, and you are yielding your members unto righteousness. That is a key to you bringing forth fruit in your life. Now, we're talking about hindrances to fruit bearing. We saw Hosea chapter 10, verse 13, where it says, they plowed wickedness, and they reaped iniquity, and they ate the fruit of lies. And why? Because they trusted in their own way. Don't trust in your own way. You trust in your own way, you'll eat the fruit of lies, and you will be sowing in the ways of sin, plowing wickedness, and you will reap iniquity. It is very important that you turn away from everything that is of wickedness and of sin. Don't eat the fruit of lies. Eat the fruit of the truth, the Word of God, and don't trust in your own way, but trust in the way of the Lord. A second principle that we looked at is Amos 2, verse 9, where he talked about how they destroyed the enemy's fruit from above and its roots from beneath. This speaks of the fact that a hindrance to fruit bearing is if you allow the works of the enemy to be established in you and to continue in your life. God wants everything that's negative in you destroyed. He wants the roots out. That means all the demonic spirits need to be cast out. All the areas of sin need to be confessed and repented and turned from. And then all the fruit is to be cut off in your life. There should be no fruit of the works of the flesh. There should be no fruit of the things of the devil in your life. God wants the fruit of God's Word coming forth in you. Praise God. Another point that we saw is the fact that when they entered into the land, and this is a type of us being born again, that when they entered, they defiled my land and made mine heritage an abomination. As you are walking in the ways of the Lord as a born-again Christian, God doesn't want you to defile in yourself. You defile yourself when you touch unclean things and walk in areas of sin and compromise the Word of God and draw back and walk in your own ways. It is important that you do not defile the land, otherwise there'll be no fruit in your life. Another principle we saw, Deuteronomy chapter 22 in verse 9, it says, "Thou shalt not sow thy vineyard with diverse seeds, lest the fruit of thy seed which thou hast sown and the fruit of thy vineyard be defiled." You see, it's possible for the seed of the Word of God in your life to not produce fruit and actually be defiled because you have sown your land, your vineyard, with diverse seeds. And this is so important. You can't let diverse seeds come in. You can't let a little bit of faith and then a little bit of doubt come in. That's going to be a fruit that's going to produce a defilement in you, and you will not produce the victory. You can't have the Word on peace and then be full of worry, care, and anxiety in you. Those are diverse seeds that will stop the fruit from coming to pass. The fruit of the seed you've sown will be defiled, and you will not produce fruit. You can't have the Word on prosperity and then go on and not be a tither or a giver or speaking a bunch of negative things about how you can't pay your bills and how you have lack and how you're, you know, have all these hindrances financially. That is a bunch of negativism. It is important for you to be consistent in your mind, in your mouth, in your actions, in all you're doing, and so in the Spirit. Remember, whatever you're speaking, whatever you're thinking, whatever you're acting upon is releasing something in the Spirit. You need to sow the Word of God and the things of the Word of God in the Spirit. Don't sow your life with diverse seeds, otherwise the fruit of the seed which was sown will be defiled. And Joel chapter 1, verse 12, another principle we saw as we were concluding the last broadcast. Here it talked about how the vine was dried up, the fig tree was languisheth, everything was withered away, all the trees of the field were withered. Why? Because joy is withered away from the sons of men. God wants you to have the joy of the Lord. You know, the Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I'll say rejoice. It's a command. It's not a suggestion. It's not based on circumstances. God wants you rejoicing. Back in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 to 19, it talks about if the fig tree is not blossoming, and there's no fruit in the vines, and the labor of the olive is failing, and the fields yield no meat, otherwise there's no fruit evident. He says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord is my strength. He's going to make my feet like hinds feet. He's going to make me to walk upon mine high places. You know why? Because you're going to rise up and take authority over the enemy who's been stealing that which is hindering the fruit from coming forth. He's been stealing the seed and blocking you. And as you rejoice in the Lord and you keep joying in God and you keep speaking forth His Word, you're going to see a breakthrough and the fruit is going to come forth because you're going to take authority over the enemy because the Lord is your strength. Another scripture in Isaiah 12, 2. And verse 3, it says, God's my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Then it says in verse 3, therefore, with joy shall you draw waters out of the wells of salvation. Joy is a spiritual force that's like a bucket that draws water out of the well of salvation. And that's on the inside of you. That's the source, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. He is your Savior. He's the source of salvation to bring forth His healing, bring forth His prosperity, bring forth His peace, bring forth His victory in your life. He is our salvation. We're going to trust, not be afraid. He's our strength, and we're going to, with joy, draw that out. That's why you got to keep a rejoicing spirit, because joy is going to protect your faith. If you don't have the joy of the Lord, you won't be a fruit bearer for the Lord Jesus. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. This is important. You cannot be walking in fellowship with darkness or have anything to do with the unfruitful works of darkness. Instead, the Bible says you should reprove them. That means you need to rebuke them. You need to stand up against them. You need to expose them is what that word really means. We're going to expose them. We're going to stand up against them. We're going to let our light shine. You know, don't shy away from exposing the works of darkness. Have no fellowship with them. And said, rather, he says, expose them and speak for what they really are, so that the people can have a chance to come to repentance. If you have fellowship with darkness and you do not expose them and you continue in unfruitful works of darkness, you will have no fruit in your life. Romans chapter 7 in verse 4 and 5, the Bible talks about the fact that we're supposed to bring forth fruit unto God. And it says that we were in the flesh where the motions of sin, which were by the law, did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. See, if we abide in the Word of God, we're going to bring forth fruit unto God. But if we walk in the flesh, then sin, which dwells in the flesh, is going to work in our members, and it's going to bring forth fruit unto death. That's why we got to separate ourselves from that and stay away from all of the works of the flesh and walk in the Spirit. James chapter 3. In verse 17, the Bible says the wisdom of God is pure, it's peaceable, gentle, and treated full of mercy and good fruits. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. God wants you to have wisdom. If you don't have wisdom, you won't be bringing forth fruit in your life. Wisdom is important. If you need wisdom, ask of God, and He will give that to every single person. Another hindrance is the area of lust. It says in Revelation 18:14, the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee. If you have a lusting in your soul, the fruit that you want is going to depart from you, and you're not going to see it come to pass. You must eliminate these hindrances to fruit bearing, and you must walk in line with the Word, abide in the Word, do what the Word says, and watch the Lord bring forth fruit through the Word of God abiding in you. Look forward to seeing you on the next broadcast. God bless you.